This is the KPTZ Compass, your local news magazine for the Northeast Olympic Peninsula. The COVID-19 pandemic has thrown the world economy into a tailspin, and last week any hope that the Olympic Peninsula might somehow sidestep the calamity was struck down as the first evidence of community spread of the potentially lethal disease emerged locally, and a gubernatorial decree closed down the bars, restaurants, and event venues that together form the heart and soul of the local economy, with no clear answer to the question of when, or even whether, life will return to normal. This week on The Compass, we first talk with a popular longtime Sirens pub bartender who abruptly found herself laid off last week. Then we talk with Port Townsend Main Street Program Director Mari Mullen about the crisis facing local businesses and what resources are being mustered to help them out. And finally, we talk with Centrum Executive Director Robert Berman about the likely fate of the summer festival season upon which so much of Port Townsend's economy relies. So now, let's go inside The Compass. When I heard last Monday that Governor Jay Inslee had ordered all bars and restaurants in the state of Washington closed in a desperate attempt to slow the spread of COVID-19, I immediately thought of my friend Kelly Rushby, whose cheerful presence behind the bar has set a welcoming tone to many thousands of visitors to Sirens Pub on Port Townsend's Water Street over more than two decades. I knew that Kelly and her husband Neil had recently bought a new home with a new mortgage, and that Neil was at home recovering from a bout with cancer. With my heart in my throat, I called her to find out how she was doing. Why don't we start by having you recall for me the moment at which you found out that Sirens was going to close and you were likely to be laid off?
Well, I had worked Sunday afternoon and went to feed the horses, which I do after work every week on Sunday. And then got home and, of course, scrolling through social media and Facebook in particular, people had posted that Jay Inslee had just announced the closure of restaurants. And then that was quickly, there was another post from Chris personally to a page that is just made available to the employees of her three restaurants, and it's called The Family. And I went to bed thinking, well, I'm supposed to work tomorrow. I don't know what this means. And the next day began texting Amber, who is, of course, Chris's right-hand person. And Amber was scrambling to figure out how to keep as many people on the schedule and, you know, how to manage that. Or she and Chris were brainstorming on it, of course. My husband's immune compromised. He had been through about a chemo in the summer of 2018. Although his outcome is spectacular and we are very lucky, you know, and it was a lymphoma, so his immune system is quite repressed. And we had already been talking, of course, for weeks about the reality of this virus.
Had you been speculating that this was going to eventually happen?
I don't think I speculated that the restaurant. I didn't know. No, because Sirens never closes. It's a running joke between all of us that it doesn't matter. You know, Sirens is always open. And certainly, you know, initially we're all, you know, it's a 2-week thing at this point. It's until the end of March.
That's what you were told, was the layoff would be until the end of March.
So I opted, because of my husband's illness, he had been awarded disability. So we have a basic income. We have something to cover our mortgage, which is what so many people right now don't have, you know, is the idea of how they're going to come up with next month's rent. And if they happen to have next month's rent, they certainly don't have May covered.
Was there a meeting where you all like gathered together and talked about?
No, it was mostly just through text. We all communicate pretty well through group text.
I see.
And so I opted, you know, to be on layoff for, you know, both for his compromised immune system and because we know that we have the mortgage covered.
I see.
Know, right. And others don't.
I was just listening yesterday evening to Dr. Tom Locke, our public health officer, at the big meeting that took place between the city council and the county commissioners. And they had a bunch of business people represented there in the Jefferson community. I mean, it was a big sort of strategy session to talk about how to deal with this and the fact that a lot of businesses are going to be really suffering and what resources are available and so on. And Dr. Locke at that time said that he expects this to go on for at minimum 3 to 4 months. And there, you know, like were people there who are saying, no, it looks like it'll be at least 18 months if we, you know, to get a vaccine or a treatment is likely to take at least a year. So it's looking like a couple of weeks is an underestimate of what.
Yes, that's definitely been developing day to day.
I have
the utmost faith. I recognize that anything can happen, and I do have a, you know, I'm taking it day by day because that kind of worry doesn't do anybody too much good. And the concept of, you know, sirens, which has been such a consistent and profitable business for so long. I've worked there for, it will be, well, 21 years would have been on Rhododendron Festival Friday. It started on Friday in 1999. Yeah.
Coming and, right up. Happy anniversary.
I was going to start, you know, serving people who were born after I worked there this year. So I do have a lot of faith in Amber and Chris as far as things go, if anybody's going to keep it going to the best of their abilities, it will be them. But I personally am trying to just take it day by day and adjust at this point and see. I imagine we will adapt and adjust as we know more.
But you, at least, it sounds like you have a sort of a sustainable situation, so you can actually kind of afford to be laid off at the moment.
Are
there other employees there that you're aware of who are in a seriously more compromised situation?
Absolutely. You know, people that whose rents are higher than my mortgage.
Wow.
You know, people, I know for a fact that, well, I've seen many people because, you know, with the Facebook is my only contact with, you know, people in town right now, really. And I know there are a lot of people very worried about it.
After I hung up with Kelly, I decided to call Port Townsend Main Street Program Director Mari Mullen, knowing that she was the person most likely to have a good handle on how the shutdown was affecting local businesses and what steps were being taken to soften the blow.
I'm just calling today to find out, you know, I'm sure that you're in the middle of a bunch of simultaneous crises here, but I'm just trying to find out how Main Street program is helping out and what kinds of problems you are encountering right now. I mean, with every restaurant and bar in town closing down or having closed down, I'm sure it's just massive.
It is massive. We are trying to get the word out there that there are a lot of resources. Every day we are getting resources emailed to us, and we're adding them to our website at ptmainstreet.org. And so we've created special COVID-19 buttons on our website that show how the public can support the businesses, and then also resources for businesses, because there's just really a lot of information coming through on a daily basis and ways that people are trying to help, and that government is trying to help, and the nonprofits are trying to help. So there's really a lot going on right now, and so I encourage people to look at our website and also at Jefferson County Chamber's website, because they have a lot of good resources on there. And really, one of our messages is that, you know, even though a lot of the there are a lot of temporarily closed businesses downtown, they're, you know, concerned about the safety of their of the public and their staff, and they're trying to follow the governor's guidelines, and so they some are closed, some are offering more limited hours or just being open on the weekends. So we just encourage people to call the store in advance of coming down, and we encourage all the businesses to have, you know, updated websites and ways to have the public be able to follow them on social media from their websites or solely by their social media. And the other thing would be that they have a button on their website to be able to purchase a gift certificate, because people could buy the gift certificates and then use them later. So, but there is just really a ton of information out there. From the governor's office has a great resource list on their website, which we've linked to ours, and the Department of Commerce has information about these SBA loans that businesses can apply for now, and they're a very low percent, I think 3.75%. And we have our microloan fund that's available, and that's for business emergencies, and the application deadline for that is April 15th. And so the form, it's a clickable form, is on our website, and that's for businesses in the historic districts. And it's a microloan fund, so it's up to $4,000, but it could help, you know, for with rent or some other things that relate to business. And you probably know the Jefferson Community Foundation has started a COVID emergency response, and they've raised over $27,000 to help local service organizations and nonprofits help those in need in the community. And Facebook is going to be offering $1 million in cash grants and ad credits to 30,000 small businesses, you know, nationwide. And while that process isn't open yet, you can sign up to get an alert for that. And I think that seems like a great tool. And the Lion group has...
The Local Investment Opportunities Network.
Yeah, just put out a COVID-19 emergency loan program. So we link that to our website, or you could go to Lion's website at Local 2020. And, you know, there's a meeting today, you know, with the city and county leaders about just ways to help small businesses. So I've been compiling a list of all these things to bring up there, and, you know, ideas to help small businesses, because it is really, you know, it's a tough time. They have to, you know, pay their rent and do all their costs and be able to weather this. And, you know, this is the time when local business is really important, because of this shoulder season is when, you know, you need your locals to come through, and then before the busy summer season is happening. And then the other thing is just that all the events are being canceled. So it's a time when our nonprofits and service organizations typically do their fundraisers, which help fuel them through the years. And people are being creative about coming up with, you know, alternative ways to do it, like the Rotary Club auction. You know, they're going to do an online auction the last 2 weeks in April. And so I encourage people to go to the Rotary.org website and participate that way, because they gave over $40,000 to the community in various grants last year. And so they're just a great, you know, engine for our nonprofit world. And I encourage people to support them. And if you can't go to an event that was canceled, like the Women in Film Festival was canceled for the Port Townsend Film Festival, consider making a donation to the film festival, because they, you know, they are going to feel the pinch from not having the income for that event.
Right. And I'm sure that one of the real complicated parts of this is its open-endedness. We have no idea how long things will be held shut down, but it's starting to look like longer rather than shorter.
And that's a concern for us as well, because, you know, as a nonprofit in town, we, you know, we coordinate over 20 events a year. And, you know, so there's the fate of some of those are not known at this time, but we're having to just wait and see. And the primary thing is to follow the state health department guidelines and have people be very responsible about, you know, hand washing and not gathering in large groups and all that, because this, you know, we just need to shut it down and get through it. And I just am really hopeful that it will not go longer and more quickly. And also, it's very encouraging that there just are going to be a lot of resources, it seems, coming from the federal government and state government to help small businesses and employees. So that's all in the works now, but you know, it looks like there's some relief coming, and that just really gives you hope.
Do you have a handle on how many businesses downtown have shut their doors?
You know, I have walked around through town, and I would say that many of the businesses on Water Street have either closed temporarily or having restricted hours. And so they all have messages on their doors. We started a list on our website, but it's just so variable that we're asking people to just call the stores. And, this, you know, they are asking for that, too, so call before you go down. But there are many of them that have temporarily closed, and there are some that, you know, made notes that they're going to be open on the weekend. And then we just really encourage people to do the takeout meals. I mean, the restaurants are, there's really over 20 restaurants that are doing takeout, and some of them have delivery, and they're just encouraging people to call and order, you know, lunch to go or dinner to go, and that's just a great way to, you know, help them keep their employees going and keep Port Townsend fed. There's a really big list on our website of places that you can order food to go. It says connect with local biz.
Are there any other sort of specific resources or services that are being offered that you would like to enumerate for me?
Well, I just would encourage businesses to go to our website and look at the resources button, and we're literally updating that every day. And the chamber also has a resources page, and I would really encourage people, business owners, to go for that and to communicate their needs with us. But we have, you know, we have the health updates on a green button, and then connect with local biz, which has got the whole long list of restaurants where you can order food to go, and some retail information. And then we have a button that says business resources for COVID-19, and we're updating that each day.
My next call was to Centrum Director Rob Berman. Centrum, of course, being the amazing arts nonprofit that each summer brings thousands of visitors to Port Townsend of the Olympic Peninsula for its rich offering of festivals, workshops, and programs, all of which are threatened by the indeterminate duration of the shutdown.
This must be having a huge impact on Centrum.
It is, yeah. We have been working for about 3 weeks on our response plan to the epidemic, and strangely, the way I look at it, it's a little bit fortunate that this happened in the first quarter of the year and not any other time of the year in terms of impacts on Centrum, only because the fact that this is happening now, oddly, actually is probably the best time, if there were any time, to have this happen. But here's the reasons why. We have not yet even printed our brochure. We have not yet put tickets on sale for the summer. We are still within a time frame to cancel certain contracts that we have. We just have a little more flexibility than we would if this had happened, you know, 2 months or 3 months later. It would have been even worse for us. So that's sort of the silver lining on an otherwise pretty gray cloud. But there are obviously huge impacts for us because of the size and scale that we work and the fact that our constituency base is global. It's not really local.
Right.
In terms of Centrum programs, we have taken steps already to basically postpone and reschedule everything on our calendar through mid-June, simply because during that entire period, this virus will be peaking in Washington State. And we expect that the peak will come even later for other states in the country because we're ahead by about 3 weeks the rest of the country, which puts the peak for our constituency base from the U.S. probably in mid-June to late June, and that's a god-awful time in terms of making decisions whether you're going to travel and spend disposable income to come and do music workshops. So it's likely that we won't have the traditional summer season that we all have come to love and appreciate at Centrum, And we are right now taking steps to communicate with our artistic directors and all of our faculty members. We haven't made firm decisions beyond mid-June yet, but we're preparing for those decisions, and those will probably come the first week of April.
So what are you looking for to, like, actually pull the trigger?
Yeah, it's a good question. There's a few different trigger points, if you will. One of them is the cancellation policies that we live with at the fort. If we let 90 days approach before a program and we get within that 90 days, we are responsible for certain percentages of our food obligations and all of our lodging obligations. Right now, we're outside 90 days for everything from voice work through the rest of the year. So we're having to make some decisions based on that. The PDA is being cooperative, and they're working on considering changing that policy to be within 45 days, which would at least hold out a little more hope that we could reconstitute something for the summer. But again, if we look at the rate of infection and spreading of the virus, I don't know if that'll have a material impact on the bottom line, but it might at least buy us a little more time before we have to make official elections. But at the same time, we have to be thoughtful about the fact that most people fly here. They don't drive here for Centrum workshops. It's a global community. We have people from Tokyo and UAE and Europe and all over the place that come to our programs. And right now, it's pretty unlikely people are going to find traveling palatable and or even possible. You know, the airline industries take such a big hit. So the cancellation policies is one thing. Travel is another thing. Visas for foreign artists is a consideration. Certainly also just the fear factor. I think that people in the States and up in Canada and all over that come to Centrum over the next 60 days aren't yet going to be in a mental space where they're ready to commit to come and do the regular programming at Centrum. So what we've started to think about is, if we assume that there won't be a traditional summer at Centrum, it's very compelling for the staff and I to think about what else could we do. We're already engaged in thinking about alternative programming solutions that we can offer this community to bring people together and to serve families and provide art and cultural experiences for the Port Townsend and Jefferson County community, maybe in a way that doesn't look like what we normally do. So that could take the form of outdoor films or concert series or any number of things that we're debating and considering. But we are committed as a staff to respond as quickly as we can once the rates of infection and spread go down precipitously. We are committed to reconstitute something, and we're right now scheming about all the different things that that could look like. We're kind of fortunate because we just took delivery of quite a fantastic donation, which are two very, very large outdoor inflatable movie screens.
Oh, really?
And all the equipment. Yeah, all the equipment to run them as well. One of them is 55 feet wide, so that's wider than the McCurdy Pavilion is tall.
It's quite a
huge thing, and we haven't even set it up yet. We just got it. It was a donation from Easter Day Productions, which is a Seattle firm, and a couple that have moved to Port Townsend recently. And so it's kind of fanciful to think about how we could make use of that, perhaps at the parade ground at Fort Worden. If we can't have a normal summer here, maybe we can still have something of value and something quite fun and engaging for the whole community.
I bet the film festival might be interested in that acquisition.
Yeah, they were offered the same equipment, but I think they couldn't find a place to store it all. So they're aware that we accepted the donation, and we love Jeanette Forrest and Gary and all the people involved at the festival. We would certainly partner with not only the film festival, but probably other nonprofits as well if we were to do something like that.
So has Centrum had to lay people off already?
Yes, we've started this week officially laying off our production crew, basically, which are all hourly workers, with the prospect of having already canceled events through mid-June. and the possibility that there won't be large-scale events in the summer, although we don't know that yet. We've started officially laying off our production crew so that they can qualify for unemployment. We are currently looking at other hourly staff as the next phase. I see my board on Friday of next week, and we'll be discussing impacts to that. And our senior staff and I have all talked about workforce reductions and furloughing and different options to make sure that we're not, we're making sure that we're being responsive to the times.
I'm sure you've been in discussions with the PDA too about, I don't know what your monthly rent obligations are, but.
Yeah, that's the dynamic I was referring to earlier. If we cancel outside of 90 days, we are relieved from a lot of the burden of those reservations.
Oh, so that's what you're talking about, the reduction to 45 days, perhaps.
Yeah, exactly. But that dynamic is actually driving most of our decision-making, because we want to be proactive and responsible about not, digging any hole deeper by being lazy about looking at all those details.
So is there any other message you'd like to put out there to the public? Because I'm going to, cut this short pretty soon.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, one other message. We've already begun examining all the alternative ways that we can serve the artists in our own community. So while in a normal summer, Centrum is externally focused and we serve a lot of visitors to Port Townsend, we are trying to think creatively in this awful time about how we could turn around our mission and what we do and provide greater service to local artists. So we don't have all those answers yet, but we're committed to explore that. And we want to be a source for release and outlet and creative engagement once we come back.
With Centrum Executive Director Rob Berman, PT Main Street Program Director Mari Mullen, and Sirens Pub bartender Kelly Rushby, this is Steve Evans reporting for KPTZ Community Radio News. This Week's Compass was written and produced by Steve Evans. The Compass airs Mondays at noon and 5 p.m. and repeats the following Saturday at noon. You can listen to podcasts of past Compass programs at the kptz.org website, where you can also stream KPTZ live 24 hours a day. For the news team here at KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, I'm Steve Evans.